I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock, here on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. As it happens, a lot of young musicians in our community spend at least part of their summer at area music camps, and today I want to share with you an interview that occurred at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists. It's a two-week residential summer camp at Salem's Willamette University. They offer an array of music ensembles, jazz band, choir, orchestra. Well, I spent a full day at YMA last summer, and I talked with a number of kids who really love music. And today we're going to meet a violist in the YMA orchestra. She is a 16-year-old junior at Tualatin High School, and her name is Vivian Britton. And like most violists, she actually started out on violin, and I asked Vivian if she remembered how that instrument came into her life.
I do remember that it was like some dark Oregon evening, and my mom was on Craigslist, and she looks over at me, and I was sitting on the floor probably reading or something, listening to my mom clack on the keyboard, and she's like, Vivian, do you want to play an instrument? I was like, yeah. And me being a very young child in first grade, and I was like, the only instrument I really knew was the violin, and it sounded like my name, so I knew it. And I was like, yeah, the violin. She's like, okay. And we did that. We got the violin. And for a while, the cat wouldn't stay in the same room as me, but we got a little better, and now the cat tolerates me. So it's all good.
And it was really, getting the violin was really just kind of a spur of the moment. Is that your mom just saying, hey, what do you think? And you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it kind of really was. I knew that I had always been in like a musical mindset. Like I had a tiny radio of sorts, and my mom used to play me classical music, and I had Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. It was also one of the more interesting CDs of mine that I liked to listen to, along with like Disney.
Are you still a Disney fan?
Not as much as I used to be. I can say that I listen to classical a lot more than old Disney songs, although Mulan will pop on my Spotify and I sing along to it. Or I'll film myself like headbanging to like a classical song that I get really into. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I think I'm one of the only kids I know that will headbang to classical music in a really intense part.
What's your favorite headbanging piece?
Oh, I think there's one scene in Mahler's Second where it's like almost feels like gunshots. It's so like da-da-da-da-da percussive, and it's amazing. And I kind of like to rock out to that bit. Particularly the ending, and I cannot listen to that ending without being brought to tears or full on sobbing, which is always interesting if I'm like doing homework or something and I've put on the Mahler Symphony, because it's good to keep you awake. And I'll just be like listening at the end, and it's just like I can't do my work anymore because I'm just listening to the music and I'm so involved in that.
When we sat down before I turned on the recorder, you were telling me that you frequently listen to All Classical Portland.
I do. It's one of my main channels that I listen to. I have a little portable speaker, and it kind of hooks up with my phone, and so I'll be like, play All Classical Portland for me, if you will. And the little one's playing All Classical Portland on iHeart Radio Station, and I'm like, heck yes, we've got this, we're tuned in. And it's always really fun to do that when I'm like working on homework or something, or I don't know, taking a bath or doing various activities in my day and just listening to music that I know will always, it never fails to delight me.
And what about your friends? Do they think you're a nerd?
My friends, yeah, they think I'm quite the nerd. They kind of judge me a little bit on that. There have been times in which I'm in the car and I'll be like, turn it to 89.9. And they'll be like, what? You want us to turn it to the classical station? We're driving along here. We were listening to alt rock or something like that. And they're like, what are you doing? You're listening to Baroque era music. This is not what we expected. But, you know, it's fun. It's all good.
I can imagine them when you're like turning to 89.9. They're like, Vivian, we're teenagers.
It's basically that sense of feeling. I feel like I'm living in the 1800s. Just like, I don't think I would ever be able to listen to pop music. I go to homecoming or I try to be a little bit social with my high school life, and I realize that I don't know a single song that they're playing. And I'm like, can we just play Stravinsky or Mahler or Dvorak or someone that I know, please? Like, I don't know these rap bands. I don't know them at all.
And you don't seem embarrassed by that.
I'm not, mostly because I just enjoy it so much that I think I should share it versus be, like, ashamed and privatized about my whole love for music.
I have to admit, I'm a little blown away by your enthusiasm for classical music generally, but for all these Mahler symphonies specifically. Like, what is it about classical music that makes you so passionate about it?
I think it's really the sense of the community and the feeling of everything combined. So there's this overwhelming sense of once you finish it, it's just like elation and pure happiness that goes on, and you're just like, this is what I live for. The sort of feeling of just a sense of accomplishment of knowing how far you've gotten from the past years and the years before, and it's just fantastic. I don't think there's any way to actually explain it. You just have to feel it.
So the act of being a part of something, that's the biggest draw for you?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the feeling of the entire sense of the community and that we all managed to create something so utterly great.
Oh, that is 16-year-old violist Vivian Britton. In the background, we're hearing her perform with one of her communities, the YMA Orchestra, this summer as they performed Dvorak's Eighth Symphony. I met Vivian over the summer at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, a summer camp at Salem's Willamette University. I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Vivian Britton, who's in the spotlight today, is also part of the MYS community, and they make On Deck possible. Support for this show comes in part from the Metropolitan Youth Symphony. They're presenting a concert in November inspired by the Oregon Symphony's Sounds of Home series theme of immigration. Music director Raul Gomez will conduct the MYS Symphony Orchestra in music by Gabrielle Alina Frank and in Gershwin's An American in Paris, November 12th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. There's more information at the Metropolitan Youth Symphony website, which is playmys.org. And additionally, Vivian wants you to know that she's very excited to be performing Mahler's first symphony with the MYS Orchestra in the spring.
My name is Vivian Britton, and I am 16 years old.
So what was it about the viola then that made you interested in switching to begin with? Because it sounds like you were just rocking along with the violin, then why abandon all that for something different?
I actually really love the sound of the C string on the viola, so that really deep, rich sound that I didn't feel a violin could get me. I do like my violin, but the E string almost feels too sharp and piercing for me, and I almost get headaches with it. So I really love the deeper, more rich tones that I can get. I started out with just doing pizzicato, and so I had a good callus on my index finger from that, but I think now my only calluses are on my pinky thumb and all of my my left hand for playing.
Those are the only ones you have.
Yeah.
On every finger, basically.
Oh, and the viola mark underneath my chin. I have one of those lovely ones as well.
Music will scar you.
It literally will scar you. My mom gives me this look, and she's like, why do you have that? You need to use a cloth. I'm like, but I like it. I think it's like a symbol of pride that we can get scars and calluses and all these other crazy things.
It means that you've worked hard, right?
Yeah, it really is. I think one of my, a good violinist that I know, she was very, very disappointed for a while because she wasn't able to get that signature mark underneath her chin. And she's changed up a chin rest or her shoulder rest or something, and now she has one, and she just walks around with this pride of, hey, look what I have! And I was like, good for you! Good for you! So she's very pleased that her hours of work are finally showing off.
I love that. I've never asked anybody about that mark before. I like that there's a badge of pride for you.
Yeah, it sometimes has a more questionable look to it. So sometimes people will be like, so, are you with someone? And my joke now is that I named my instrument. So I can say, yes, I'm with my viola, Samuel. Thank you.
We've been together for years.
Yes, we have. 3 years now. It's my longest relationship I've ever had.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Married to music.
Isn't she funny? That is 16-year-old violist Vivian Britton. I met her last summer at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, a summer camp in Salem. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And a reminder that every episode of On Deck has been archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with photos and more information about these kids. So to listen to this episode of On Deck again, or to find out more about Vivian, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that website is allclassical.org. And thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.